To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Tokratna črna luknja bo obarvana zeleno. Posvetili se bomo boju aktivistov za ohranitev gozda Hambach v nemški zvezni deželi Severno Porenje Vestfalija. Gozd Hambach, imenovan po bližnjem mestecu, meri 5500 hektarov. Že od leta 1978 pa se njegova površina krči, saj ga izsekavajo zaradi bogatstva, ki leži pod njim, rjavega premoga. V naslednjih letih gozdu grozi popolno uničenje. Največja proizvajalka električne energije v Nemčiji in ena od petih največjih v Evropi, Rheinisch-Westfälisches Elektrizitätswerk, RWE, ki ima v lasti številne termoelektrarne, pa tudi jedrske, načrtuje na tem območju odprtje največjega dnevnega kopa rjavega premoga v Evropi. Dnevni kop pomeni odstranitev površja, zaradi česar se pokrajina navadno kljub sanaciji spremeni v luni podobno površino, zagotovo pa bo škoda za tisočletni gozd nepopravljiva. Hkrati z gozdom se bodo rudniku primorani umakniti tudi prebivalci. V načrtu je preselitev celotnih vasi. V aprilu se je v gozdu Hambach zbrala skupina aktivistov in organizirala festival Gozd ne premog. Namen festivala je bil opozoriti na okoljske probleme, ki jih povzročata dnevni kop, premoga in pridobivanje energije iz fosilnih goriv. Vsi udeleženci so bili povabljeni, da vzamejo pod svojo zaščito kakšno drevo in ga zavarujejo na čim bolj kreativen način. Tako so začela rasti prva bivališča na drevesih in pod njimi. To je bil začetek okupacije gozda Hambach, ki traja že dobra dva meseca. V izjavi, ki so jo takoj po okupaciji objavili na blogu, so zapisali, da želijo s to akcijo, ki je sicer nelegalna, a povsem upravičena, preprečiti nadaljne legalno, a ne upravičeno uničevanje okolja. Hkrati želijo odpreti prostor za živahne debate o okoljski problematiki in kako se je lotevati v prihodnosti. Pomemben aspekt okupacije gozda Hambach je tudi, kakor je aktivist Johan poudaril na diskusiji na letošnjem festivalu avtonomne politike in kulture Anarh v Mariboru, organiziranje življenja na nehierarhičen in horizontalen način. V zadnjih dneh junija in prvi teden julija aktivisti pripravljajo 10-dnevni kamp, kjer bodo potekale različne delavnice, debate in izmenjave izkušenj. O okupaciji gozda in načrtih za prihodnost smo se pogovarjali s tamkajšnjim aktivistom Johanom. Pogovor, ki je nastal konec maja na Anarhu, boste slišali po glasbenem premoru. Gost Hambach ogroža energetski gigant RWE. Kakšno grožnjo predstavlja dnevni kop premoga za konkretno območje in širše?
RWE is one of the four huge energy companies, corporations in Germany, and they are digging out brown coal in the Rhenish brown coal region between Cologne and Netherlands. And they are digging it out from 500 meters deep, but in an open cast coal mining. That means that they make like big holes in the ground, kilometers big. And they move for that whole villages. They are cutting down like huge forests. and especially they are polluting the whole region a lot with the dust and with all the poison gases coming out of the coal power plants. And beside that, brown coal is the dirtiest way of producing energy, so it has a really bad impact on the climate, the global climate. And so RWE is in, with this region, like Europe's climate killer number one. And like climate change is mostly a big social issue beside the ecological problem. That means that seen on a global level, mostly on the global south, a lot of people cannot live anymore where they lived because the water, the sea level is rising, or because of extreme weather situations, because of dryness and not enough water anymore. So it's directly connected to the topic of migration, of a lot of people losing their homes, but also of war around resources and ground to live. And through that, it's also directly linked to questions of European borders and, yeah, to the whole big system of states and capitalism.
Boj proti velikim onesnaževalcem je težak. V regijo, katere naravo in zdravje prebivalcev sicer uničujejo, ponavadi vlagajo ogromno denarja, hkrati pa zagotavljajo številna delovna mesta. Zanimalo nas je, kakšen vpliv ima energetski gigant na severno Porenje Vestfalijo in kako poteka boj proti njegovim načrtom v gozdu Hambach.
So RWE is like investing a lot of money in this region, but at the same time like completely exploiting this region. So most of the people in this region are working for RWA, what makes protest and resistance really hard. But still, there are a lot of people that say, okay, they are financing here kindergartens, they are financing the politicians. They bought the whole region, actually. They have the whole region under their control. And what they do has a really bad impact on a global level. So we still resist and we still organize ourselves against what they are doing. So the last decades and years, there have been a lot of people protesting and resisting. But for my impression, until now, not so well connected and not so effective, because often they really hoped on the legal way, going in front of court or like founding a new political party or something like that, but never with real success. So now what we are trying is to, yeah, to inspire, but also to introduce new forms of action, of dealing the issue, new methods, and to network with all the already existing groups to build up a strong and radical climate movement in this region. A bit orientated on the anti-nuclear protests in Germany that are really strong, and where you have thousands of people that are willed to cross the border of legal to express or live their legitimate resistance.
Pred dvema mesecema se je začela okupacija gozda. Kaj je pripeljalo do odločitve za akcijo? Kako se je začela?
So there were a few people that said like we really want to do something against it, and not only symbolized protest, but really as a direct action that just informed as many friends and other activists, comrades, about the idea to squat a forest there that they want to cut down. So there was in January a first preparation meeting over a whole weekend. And it was quite open. It was not a closed group that was already working before, but new finding together for this issue. And then there fell out like two more of those meetings until April, when we then were prepared enough and started the occupation with a big festival in this forest, where around 150 people came, also a lot of local people, and where then we put up platforms in the tree on between 10 and 15 meters high and the most beautiful trees, and said, okay, now we will protect these trees, but mostly we will try to stop RWE on this point, to cut down the trees to be able to dig out the brown coal and fire it. And at the same time, we want to build up an infrastructure, a platform that can be used by the local people, but also by international people, to meet each other, to network, to exchange experiences and ideas, to learn, to self-empower on all levels. And to build up through that local and international strong radical climate movement.
V bližini gozda je nekaj vasi, katerih prebivalstvo grozi izselitev zaradi dnevnega kopa. Kako so domačini sprejeli aktiviste? Obstaja sodelovanje?
From begin on, there were quite a lot of people coming, informing themselves, getting to know us, but also bringing food, bringing tents, sleeping bags, all kind of material that they thought we could need. But also stayed to exchange about possible common actions, about the content, and to discuss also on a theoretical level, but also to build up infrastructure. Then there was already last year in summer, for example, the climate camp in this region, just the village nearby, where international activists together with local people blockaded also the coal train that is transporting the coal from the mine to the coal plants. So also on a practical level, we try to get more people also from the region to cross the limit of legal protests to have an effective resistance.
Z oktobrom stopi v veljavo dovoljenje, ki ga je skupina RWE pridobila za nadaljno sečnjo gozda. Obeta se razborljivo poletje in še bolj razborljiva jesen. Kakšni so načrti?
So we don't think that with this occupation we will have now in few weeks a mass movement there, but it is something that will grow slowly but constantly, but over years. From October on, they are able to cut the next trees again, the next few hundred meters of forest. Until then, we will have a skill sharing week in June. We will have the climate camp and the eco-anarchist barrio in the occupation of the climate camp. Then we will have the direct action week in the end of September, beginning of October, when the eviction is the most realistic to be, because then they want to cut down those trees. And then we will have in the end of October not evictable festival, like more cultural festival than this time, to get again a lot of people in the forest. So there are already few events, and beside that, like we make there small events like lectures, workshops, cultural program. The Sundays we have together organized with local initiatives, tea and coffee and a walk around through the forest and directly to the coal mine. But in this region there's much more potential of resistance than just this forest occupation. There will be there have already been, and there will be more villages that people have to leave and have to go, and they will destroy it. So also that are possible places to squat whole villages, or there's a lot of potential for sabotage in this region. So there are a lot of forms of resistance and of protest, and I think it will develop the next years. And one of our slogans is Germany's next Wendland. Wendland is the region where you have since decades a really radical and clear resistance against nuclear energy, and now we try to connect this and to learn out of it and to build up in this region a radical, strong climate movement.
Današnja zelena črna luknja se bliža koncu. Oddaja bo ponovno na sporedu čez 14 dni, ob isti uri, na isti frekvenci.
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?